Cruise tourists usually pour off the docks into the heart of downtown Juneau. This summer, it's more of a trickle. But local businesses are still celebrating their return.
I want 3 dark chocolate Sierra Cones and 3 dark chocolate Alaskan Roca.
Scott Bergman is an owner of Alaska Fudge Company. Long bars of the candy sit behind him on marble slabs.
There was like a sigh of relief, like, okay, we can do this.
He's stirring caramel in a copper pot. There's a steady flow of customers on this day. Cruise tourists are the bulk of his clientele.
We're going to get through to 2022, yeah. I mean, that is what a lot of the businesses down here are looking for. You know, it's enough money in the bank to get through the winter.
The year before the pandemic, Alaska set record numbers for cruise ship tourism. On a busy summer day back then, Bergman made up to 300 pounds of fudge. This year, it's more like 100 pounds.
We love it.
We're glad to be back.
Yeah.
Wendy Andrews of Rancho Cucamonga, California, cruises Alaska every year with her husband. They always stop at Bergman's Fudge Shop for local flavors like Glacier Chip and Motherlode Maple.
Every time we come, we buy fudge. We buy the 3-pack because we can't make up our mind.
Like Andrews, almost all of Southeast Alaska's tourists step off a cruise ship, 90%. Melanie Shivens runs an economic development firm in Juneau. She surveyed regional businesses and found that last year, revenue was down by more than half.
And 50% are still struggling to pay their bills just to keep their head above water right now. And about a third still remain vulnerable to closure.
She says this year's season is a really good sign, even though she estimates that Juneau will see about 10% of its usual cruise traffic this year. The season is short. It started in July rather than May, but it's also condensed. She says that makes it hard for tour operators to get fully staffed for just a few uncertain months.
You know, Southeast Alaskans are up for challenges. They're you know, very resilient and very innovative, and people are figuring it out. But it's not for the faint of heart.
Serene Hutchinson is among those figuring it out. She operates a Juneau tour company that offers whale watching and bus excursions. She said, psychologically, it's good to be back in business.
Financially, financially, probably when all is said and done, hopefully break even.
This year, just a fraction of her fleet is running. She says she's booking less than 10% of usual. She and most of her staff have second jobs. She can only offer a couple months of work at about half the usual pay. She says there's been an uptick in independent travelers, but nothing that comes close to matching the loss of cruise volume.
We're living in this sort of between world of just being so grateful for anything, because anything is better than zero. And last year was devastating.
On the day we spoke, she'd just sent a whale watching boat out and had plans to jump in as a deckhand for one of her afternoon tours. She could only afford to hire back a few key employees, so everyone has to help out where they can. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel for KTOO.